Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. "What about you?" Jesus asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." About 25 years ago, I was a student at a secular university, and I took a course called Philosophy of Religion. The description of the course said, "The objectives of this course are to explore and reflect upon the human search for meaning, purpose, and value in life." I thought students would be free to hold on to and express their own convictions while studying what others believe. It felt more like an attack on any student, particularly a Christian, who might actually have convictions. If you thought you had the answers to life's big questions, you weren't being honest with yourself. Only if you were constantly searching were you truly enlightened. I wish my experience was unique, but I know it isn't. In college and high school classrooms around the world, young people are expected to leave behind their previous beliefs and worldviews and embark on a self-guided journey of discovery, in which anything goes, and the only absolute truth is that nothing is absolutely true. You have probably encountered the same way of thinking. Jesus looked for conviction from his followers. He asked, "Who do you say I am?" It is the most important question we will ever answer in our lives. Only the right answer opens the door to eternal life. The wrong answer only leads to eternal death and destruction. Simon Peter got it right. He said, "You are the Messiah." The Messiah was the one chosen by God to rescue sinners from death and hell. The Messiah was the one whose birth had been foretold for ages. The Messiah was the one whose life, death, and resurrection were described in vivid detail hundreds of years before they happened. Jesus called Peter blessed for believing and confessing this truth about Jesus, a truth that God himself had revealed to Peter. In the Bible, God reveals Jesus' all-important identity to us too. There we see Jesus as the Messiah, the Savior God promised, the Savior we need. As we believe and confess this truth, we are truly blessed for this life and forever. There is no need to keep searching. We know who Jesus is. Really is. Jesus, lead me always to believe and confess that you are the Messiah. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.